We're having a conversation with Caroline Stringer, who's the Director of Trade for the California Fresh Fruit Association. We're talking about current trade challenges due to the COVID pandemic, and Stringer, along with other California specialty crop representatives, have recently been selected to serve on the Agricultural Technical Advisory Committee to provide technical advice and guidance to the USDA and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative regarding international trade of their specialty crops. Caroline Stringer.
So as the trade director for the California Fresh Fruit Association, my area are the export programs that we manage. So we've got a number of different export programs that are of phytosanitary nature. So these are, the way I explain it to folks, are the how we keep the pests from hitching a ride along with the fruit as they go to their export markets. It's very important for market access. And in addition to that, we also have a couple of marketing programs that I oversee in export markets. So it's actually three: Australia, New Zealand, and Mexico.
So Caroline, with COVID-19 interrupting markets, what are some of the challenges for the tree fruit industry?
Certainly a decrease in demand, slowing down the economy. We're blessed with high quality stone fruit in California. And right now we're seeing some shifts in demand because of a slowed economy. So that's tough.
And of course, fresh stone fruit is not like almonds or pistachios. You know, you can store them and wait for the market. Stone fruit is very perishable.
Certainly. So for many of our export destinations, excluding Mexico, the shipments are air freighted. So we need to know where they're going before they get put on an airplane anyway. But yes, we can't shift where we're exporting them to quite as easily as a non-perishable product.
Well, growers, of course, are growing the safest and wholesome crop possible. How are they ensuring this on the farm?
Well, it certainly takes a lot of significant investment by our growers, packers, and shippers. There are many, many positions on a farm and in a packing house, folks making sure that these pests don't, like I said, hitch a ride along with the fruit. So we invest in systems approaches, and of course, there's treatments for after fruit has been packed. So yes, it does take a very vigilant program to make sure that there aren't any issues when the fruit arrives at the export market.
And Caroline, you and several other Californians working with specialty crops were recently appointed to the Agricultural Technical Advisory Committee. In fact, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, and the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, made the announcement recently.
Essentially, the purpose of it is so that industry experts can advise on matters that are of concern to the U.S. producers, processors, and traders of fruits and vegetables. In connection with trade policy activities undertaken by the United States.
And it makes sense to have these specialty crop experts in California, which can help educate the USDA trade experts in D.C.
Certainly, and I would point out that the committee is comprised of folks from all over the United States. For this specific committee, it's fruit and vegetable growers or trade associations that participate. So there are many folks from California, just because California produces such a large variety of fruits and vegetables that are exported. So you definitely will see a lot of names from California on that list.
Besides Caroline Stringer, other Californians were recently asked to serve on the Agricultural Technical Advisory Committee. They include Dave Puglia, Western Growers, and Jody DeVores with the California Table Grape Commission. Well, Caroline, will the members of the committee get together often?
In the past, before COVID, typically the group met in person twice a year, and there would be phone calls, conference calls, electronic review of documents and text, etc. I'm not sure what changes COVID will bring in terms of how we interact with each other. I would imagine that for right now, at least, there won't be any travel involved to meet in person back east, but that might be a little bit different further down the road. The appointment is for 4 years. So I have confidence that within this 4-year appointment, we will be able to travel again. But yes, typically we would meet a couple times a year.
Well, Caroline, you must be excited to serve on ATAC.
I am. I am certainly excited to serve our members and also help advocate on their behalf when it comes to trade policy issues.
We've been speaking with Caroline Stringer, Trade Director at the Fresno-based California Fresh Fruit Association. She's based in Sacramento.